Hello, my friends, and welcome to another episode of the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast. We have an amazing guest today. He is a serial entrepreneur and founder of Master Plan for Success. Scott Hartley built his first company into a multi-six-figure business from scratch, you all. And taking his knowledge and experience in 2017, Scott decided to help other business owners by helping them with marketing strategies, systems, and automation. So, in particular, he focused on optimizing their email marketing to maximize their profits. And he's helped a wide variety of clients, including attorneys, IT consultants, financial advisors, psychologists, community organizations, and even bakers, which I want to talk about that too. And of course, many others to make more money and win and to keep more customers, which is always important for us business owners. I want to let you know too that Scott has shared the virtual stage with experts such as Grant Cardone, Laurel Langmire, Kim Walsh Phillips, David Milton, and a plethora of others. Scott is a marketing strategist. He's an automation architect and the author of Hit the Inbox: How to Avoid the Spam Folder and Grow Your Business with Email Marketing. Scott, welcome to the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast. How are you today?
Hey, Claudine, glad to be here. Really appreciate the opportunity and doing well.
Fantastic. All right, let's dive right in and talk about the four fundamentals to getting your emails delivered and what that means. But first, let's back up a little bit and talk about what exactly is email marketing?
Yeah, so email marketing, is really kind of that thing that most small business owners that they're told to do. Like you've got to have email marketing in your business. And so, you're communicating with your list, you're sending out offers, you're providing value, whatever that is, but it's really communicating with your leads, with your customers, with your past customers via the email platform.
Okay, great. All right. So, how does one get involved and get started with email marketing? Because yes, you're right. Having a business, you're told, well, gosh, you've got to send out emails. You've got
Yeah.
to reach your target audience. Well, how do we do that?
Great question. So in conversations with so many business owners, they're like, well, should I really be sending out emails? Like, I don't have a list. I don't have too many people. And when you start to dive in, when I start to go deeper with each of those clients where we're having that conversation, every business has a list. Every entrepreneur has a list. It may not be all in one place in many cases, but they do have a list. It might be your contacts that you have in your email software. So your Microsoft Outlook or your Google Workspace, right? So you may have them in there. You may have a list of them in your QuickBooks software. So especially your customers. You may have them on a spreadsheet. There may be a stack of business cards this tall, in your desk drawer somewhere, from all of the events that you've gone to, over the years. And so everybody has a list of some sort. And so the very first step is compiling all of that information into an easily accessible platform, to where you can then do your email marketing to that group of people that you already have on your list. And then, of course, you want to keep growing your list as well. And there's a myriad of ways that you can do that. But that's kind of like how you start your email marketing is like, who are the people that you already have, in various databases? Who are the people that you know and that want to hear from you? And then you start, building your list and start communicating that way.
That's a great point, Scott. Taking the business cards, the people that you've met at networking events and networking, I mean, it could be in person, it could be via Zoom, but who have
Yeah.
you spoken with and taking those contacts and putting them in a great CRM, like HubSpot has a great CRM that's
Yeah.
free. Or if you don't want to do that, if it's too complicated, then start out with a simple Excel sheet, right?
Yeah. Just get everybody in one place. It makes it a whole lot easier so that you can then, you know, start to do, take different actions, you know, with those people.
Right. Okay. So let's get started. You know, getting started with email marketing, that's the first step. So I get emails from colleagues a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
And it could be in the form of a newsletter or just an announcement, some form of email marketing.
Yeah.
So people often complain about, you know, their emails going into the Gmail promotions tab, or just going into not their main email.
Right.
So should we be concerned about that, and how do we alleviate that?
Yeah. So I talk with people all the time, usually at least once or twice a week, somebody brings this up to me. It's like, hey, I'm emailing, you know, the people that are on my list. And those people that are, you know, using Gmail or Google Workspace accounts, they're saying that my emails aren't going into the inbox. They're going into the promotions, or they're going into the updates folder, right? And so a lot of people, they major on the minors. They're like, oh my goodness, people aren't seeing my emails. They're going into these other folders. And frankly, it's not anything to be concerned about at all. So just a little backstory on Gmail. The Gmail promotions tab and the updates tab, the social and the forum. So you got those four tabs. If you have that enabled, Gmail considers that all the inbox. All right. So if you go into your Google account and you actually turn off those tabs, guess where all of those emails from those other tabs go? They go into your inbox.
Okay.
Right? So Google considers that all the inbox. It's just an organization strategy that they have for that. Something else that can kind of be reassuring is that only about 45% of Google Workspace users or Gmail users actually have those tabs enabled. So not a large percentage of those people have them enabled. So your email really is going into the inbox. Now, Microsoft has something similar in the Microsoft Outlook program. They have the inbox divided up into focused and other.
Yes.
And so a lot of times, you know, emails from bulk email platforms like HubSpot or Keep or MailChimp, they will go into the other folder that's part of the inbox. But it's really nothing to be worried about. Lots of studies have shown, and I talk about those in my book, that the results of, you know, have the effects that it would have on your sales is very, very negligible.
Okay. Well, that's a great point. You made two great points. So one is that when you sign up for, you have a Gmail account, Scott, it's not a default that everything goes into your primary tab, right?
It's been a while since I've set it up. I think that the default is everything is already in the inbox, and then you have to turn on the other folders.
Right.
So the social, the promotions, and the updates. A lot of people don't take the time to do that.
That's right. So therefore, it's divided up into promotions, into social, and into those tabs. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. I just want to make that clarification that it's not set to default for that. All right. So let's talk about your book, because you did mention that too. You say that 92% of small business owners are driving on email, that they're driving on the email marketing highway illegally. Okay, explain that to me. What does that mean?
Yeah, so it's a little, you know, analogy that I use. So Claudine, you and I could go out to a car dealership, and here this afternoon, we could drive off of the lot with a new vehicle.
Okay.
And we don't have to have a driver's license. We don't have to have insurance, and we don't have to have registration on that vehicle. We could literally go out there, get in, turn the key, and just start driving down the highway.
Okay.
And we're not going to have any problems for a while. We might be able to go the rest of the day and never get pulled over. Nobody notices. We don't have any license plates on our car. We might even be able to go a week and nobody even notices that we don't have any license plates on our car. And they'll definitely not notice that we don't have a driver's license or we don't have insurance, right? Eventually, though, we're going to get pulled over.
Right.
The police officer is going to see, oh, there's no license plates on that car. They pull us over. Then they come up to talk to us. And guess what? Oh, I don't have a driver's license to show you. And I don't have an insurance card. So you can drive on a highway without all of that. The same thing with email marketing. You and I could go out today. We could sign up for a MailChimp, a Keep, or a HubSpot account or ActiveCampaign. Mm-hmm. And we could upload our list into that software and we could send an email within a matter of 30 minutes, you know, an hour at most, right? And so any small business owner can do that. And it's going to go fine for a while. Those emails will get sent out. They'll probably get delivered. People will read them, maybe respond to them. But at some point, Microsoft, Google, and Yahoo, the big three mailbox providers, they're going to inspect an email. So it's pulling that email over. And they're going to say, whoa, wait a minute. Like, you don't have any of the three authentication records on your domain that proves who you are or that says that this platform that you're sending from is authorized to send on your behalf. So it's like, wait a minute, you don't have the driver's license, registration, and proof of insurance that's needed to drive on the email marketing highway legally, right? And so now if your email gets inspected and you don't have those things, now you have a higher chance of your emails going into junk or spam because you don't have the right things in place to really be sending emails in a legal manner, so to speak. Okay. And so that's what I mean by that. And in my research that I've done, 92% of small businesses, they do what they're told to do. They do what they know to do. Go sign up for an email marketing platform, send emails. Mm-hmm. So they don't know what they don't know, but they have problems because they don't have those authentication records in place.
Okay. Scott, what are some of those authentication records?
Yeah. So it gets kind of technical. And so I don't want to go too deep into it because then the audience will tune out. Right. But I do cover it in my book in a very simple way. But the three records are your DKIM record, your SPF record, and your DMARC record. Right. So those are the three pieces of identification that you need to legitimately send email and for them to be accepted by the email, the mailbox providers.
Okay. So some of us have never heard of those terms before, but it's all in your box, in your book, hit the inbox, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you go into a lot of detail about that. Okay. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So again, that can get pretty deep.
it really can. And I don't want your audience to get overwhelmed by that, just to be aware of that you need those things because like I said earlier, you know, as small business owners, we don't know what we don't know. And that's one of the things that I didn't know, you know, when I started doing email marketing. And so I know that all the other small business owners out there are the same way as I was.
That's right. That's right. And one of the things about the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast is we never want business owners to have to backtrack and say, oh, I wish someone would have told me this.
So, right. Yeah.
So hit the inbox. Your book is wonderful at explaining that. All right. So we talked a little bit about newsletter. At least I touched on a newsletter when you want to do email marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So you encourage marketers to ditch the newsletter. Tell me why.
Yeah. So everybody's ears kind of perked up when you said that, like, oh, get rid of it. Stop sending those email newsletters. Oh, yeah. So that is kind of a contrarian point of view, right? Because if you look in your inbox, you know, you're typically seeing a lot of newsletters, right?
Yes.
Into your inbox and things like that. Here's the reason why I say to ditch the newsletter. And again, this is not hard and fast for every industry. You have to test this with your list. But based upon the studies that I've done and other studies that I've seen, sending an email newsletter typically does not get you really good results or good engagement from your list, right? So we think we're doing everybody a good service by sending them a newsletter and communicating a lot of different things to them. Mm-hmm. But let's step back for a second. When you wake up in the morning, do you have come to your mind, gee, I wonder what newsletters I'm going to get in my email today. I really want to read a newsletter today.
Yeah, right.
Or I want to go out and I want to sign up for a newsletter. Like, I've not met anybody that has had that experience, right? So when somebody gets a newsletter, typically, and what I mean by newsletter is that it's usually one of those beautifully designed emails. It's got a lot of images. It's got a lot of links. You're talking about different things, you know, 4, 5, 6 or more different things. Yes. You're leading to multiple blog posts, or, you know, maybe it's a couple blog posts and a couple videos, you know, all this different stuff that you want people to do. Mm-hmm. That really hurts, because the fact is most people check email on their cell phone, right? When we're on our cell phone, we don't want to be there for long periods of time. We want to quickly consume that information.
That's right.
So if they see that newsletter, they're going to be like, oh, I don't have time for all of this. I'll get to it later. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? Later never comes.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. And so they don't do it. They don't see that information that you're providing in that newsletter. And so another thing too, is if they're at their computer and they're checking that, you have like 6 or 7 things for them to do. The rule of thumb in marketing is a confused mind never buys, or a confused mind never takes action. So if you're offering people a myriad of things to do, they're going to be, I don't know which article to read. I don't know which link to click. So they don't do anything.
Right.
Which defeats the purpose of it. And so those are a couple of reasons why I say don't send email newsletters. Make your email communication more frequent. Right. So maybe you've got 6 amazing things in that newsletter. That gives you 6 opportunities to touch people by focusing on one piece of content in multiple emails.
Right.
And now they're going to consume that because it's got one call to action, one thing that you want them to do, and it can be a whole lot shorter, and they can consume that and take the desired action.
That's right. I think now, a great point, Scott, because I think now it's maybe 6 seconds to capture someone's attention when you're marketing to somebody, sending an email marketing campaign, or like you said, you know, those pesky newsletters. So, and I think a lot of people, I do think, make those mistakes, Scott, by sending a long newsletter. And even if they say, well, I'm just going to send it once a year or twice a year, it's still long and people don't read it. There are too many call to actions and just, it's too lengthy. So I agree with you on that. You know, send an email of just a short bullet point, short one piece of information is good. I agree with you on that. Okay, so listen. So tell me more about, you mentioned earlier about when we were talking about the problem your website host caused with getting your emails delivered.
Yeah.
Is that a problem that myself and my listeners would experience?
It's very possible, and you probably won't know it. That's the thing.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So several months ago, I had an issue that whenever I sent an email, it didn't matter if it was from my email marketing platform, which I use Keep for, or if I was sending a one-to-one email. So if I was sending you an email, Claudine, from my regular inbox, if that email contained a link to my website.
Okay.
Anybody who was on Microsoft, so they were using Microsoft Outlook, Microsoft 365, something like that, that email went straight into their junk folder. They never saw the email. And there were some people that I was emailing and they were like, hey, I thought you were going to send me an email. And I'm like, yeah, I did, right after our call. And we got to looking and it went straight into their junk folder. Then I started looking at the website reports, and my website, the server where my website was hosted, ended up being on a block list. And so now it wasn't anything that I had done, but because my web host not only had my website, but it had hundreds or thousands of other people's websites. And because that web host offers email services, so the typical POP3 email, somebody on that server was sending out a bunch of spam emails, and it ended up for that particular server to get on a block list. And so because I was linking to my website and it pointed to that server, then that block list was being looked at by Microsoft and said, nope, we're not going to send that to the inbox. Like, that goes to junk or spam because there's a problem with that server. And so many times, if you're using a cheap and popular web hosting provider, so GoDaddy, Bluehost, yep, SiteGround, all of those, you do have to be careful because occasionally, though, where your website lives, that server might be on a block list, and that can cause your emails to go to junk or spam or not even get delivered at all. And like I said, most small business owners wouldn't even know that unless you've got monitoring.
That's right, because I've been on Zoom calls with individuals, and they said, oh, I just sent you the email. Well, I haven't gotten it yet. Well, let me try sending it again. Well, I still haven't gotten it. And we just can't figure out why, you know, we haven't gotten it. And you mentioned GoDaddy. And yes, I mean, sometimes those larger companies, they're on that block list.
Yeah. And I will say, you know, and GoDaddy is, you know, I have nothing against GoDaddy or really any other company, but I've got multiple clients that I manage or monitor their email accounts. And one of the things that we include in that is we include monitoring for their domain name and monitoring for the server where their website lives. And every single month, the clients that have their websites hosted on GoDaddy, I'm getting alerts that says, hey, this website's now on one block list. Or I've got one client that sometimes it appears on three block lists at a time. And then, you know, they'll get it cleaned up for a short period of time. And then a week or two later, it's back on block list. And so that can cause problems if you're sending emails when your website's on a block list and your emails linked to your website, which they should. That can cause issues with people actually getting them.
So it's really then important for us to then just, or business owners or managers to just get someone to check that list, make sure we're not on that block.
Yeah, you need to have constant monitoring to make sure that, you know, your website and the website server is not on a block list because, again, you know, the negative effects that you wouldn't know about otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Well, Scott, one of the things too I've noticed is that email marketing has picked up over the last several years. Would you agree?
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it's almost a full-time job to keep your inbox cleaned out, right?
That's right. It is. Yeah. Okay, great. Well, listen, you have really shared with us, Scott, a lot of great information today. I know we've only hit the iceberg.
Tip of the iceberg of what we've talked about this morning.
That's right. Thank you so much. So, Scott, I want to ask you two questions. So if our listening audience could have one takeaway from what we talked about today, what would that one takeaway be?
So the one takeaway that we haven't talked about yet, but is the most important, is you need to be looking at your numbers when you're doing email marketing. All right. There's a lot of data that you really need to be looking at when you're doing email marketing. We talked about, you know, the block list monitoring, you know, looking at that. But the most important number that you can look at is the engagement level of your list.
Yes.
Are people opening and clicking on the links in your emails? How are they engaging? Because that's the most important factor that will determine where your emails land or if they get delivered. So you've got to know your numbers. Just like everything else in business, you have to know your numbers. You got to know what your profit margin is on your products and services. Right. You need to know how many clients do you need in a year to reach your revenue goals, all that type of stuff. Your email marketing, there's certain numbers that you need to know. And one of those is the engagement metric or the engagement score of your list.
So it's really important, Scott, that being said, that whenever you choose a platform to send to do email marketing, make sure that those analytics are being calculated.
Absolutely. Yeah. Some platforms do a great job of giving you those numbers. Other platforms are kind of lacking in that area. So make sure that you choose one that, you know, can show you some really good numbers.
Right. Perfect. Okay, great. When you started your business, Scott, what is the one piece of advice that you wish someone had given you? Because we talked about not having business owners and managers backtrack and say, I wish someone would have told me. Well, what is the one thing that you wish someone would have told you?
Yeah. Boy, there's so many things. Honestly, I think one is that, you know, always be a student. Always be a student, because over the years, I mean, just like we talked about today, there's things that I didn't know about email marketing when I first started doing it in 2013.
Yeah.
There's a lot that I've learned throughout the years about marketing in general that I didn't know when I started my first company back in 2004. But I've picked up those things over the years, and I've always been inquisitive. Like, what's going to be the thing that I need to know about that's actually going to help me excel in this particular area? And so always be a student. What are the things that you can learn? You have to balance that with having shiny object syndrome, right? Yeah. So don't go chasing after the latest thing. So like the latest craze right now is TikTok marketing, right? You know, doing all the TikTok videos and everything. That might be appropriate for your business, but it might not. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't learn about it, but that doesn't mean that you need to be doing it. So there's a difference between being a student and then chasing the shiny objects. You've got to find that balance, but you do need to be aware of the things that you don't know.
That's right. So know your target market. That is so important.
Oh, yeah.
Have a business plan. First of all, have a business plan so that you can know your target market. Do your research and know who your target audience is.
Absolutely.
TikTok may be great for some businesses, but it may not be right for you. So find that social media platform that's going to target your market and your audience.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. Scott, where can my listening audience get in touch with you? Where can they find you?
Yeah. So the best place, as they can see on my background there, is hittheinboxbook.com. So hittheinboxbook.com. They can pick up a copy of my book. It's $7 for the digital version. I made it affordable because I want all the small business owners to get this information in 76 short pages. You can read it in an afternoon and start applying it to your business. So hittheinboxbook.com is a great place to connect with me. If you have questions as you're going through the book or anything like that, the best social media platform to connect with me on is LinkedIn. And you can find me on there. LinkedIn profile is Scott A. Hartley. My banner on LinkedIn, if you're kind of, I think there's several Scott Hartleys on there, but if you look at my banner, it'll have my book cover in it. So you'll know it's the right one. But those are the two best places to get in touch with me. Hittheinboxbook.com and then LinkedIn.
Perfect. Great. All right. So Scott, thank you so much for being a guest today on the Virtual Ingenuity Podcast. You've provided us with an abundance of information. You guys check out hittheinboxbook.com. Purchase a copy for only $7 today. Get all the inside scoop on how to be effective email marketing. Scott, thank you so much. And also remember that Scott is also on LinkedIn to answer any questions that you may have. Friends, you can listen to more of the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and comment. Scott, it's been a pleasure.
Yes, Claudine, I've really enjoyed this conversation with you today.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, guys, you may hear more from Scott in another episode of the Virtual Ingenuity Podcast. So stay tuned. And until next time, my friends, let's impact together.